janar varnama iri varadhani
Sri janar varnama iri varadhani
Sri janar varnama iri varadhani
Sri janar varnama
Asura nandana vajjanurajana Asura nandana vajjanurajana Asura Jamuna Kira Vandachari Jai Sada
Jai Con Brahmacharya Jagat Guru Sulesi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai Om Vishnu Prabhupada Paramahamsa Pariva Jagacharya Hastu Tulasi Tulasi Samadhi Divangri Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada Ki Ananta Guru Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Namacharya Sila Haridasa Sakur Prem Sri Prabhu Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasari Gaura Bhaktavinoda Ki Krishna Gopal Gopinasya Makunvadakun Giri Gauravadana Ki Vrindavana Maturadana Navadvipayapurana Jamuna Mai Ganges Mai Tulasi Devi Bhakti Devi Samadhesa Bhaktavrinda Itai Gauravadana All glorious assembly All glorious assembly All glory to Shri Guru Shri Gaura. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Sadvetam, Savadutam, Parijana Saitam, Krishna Chaitam, Shiradha Krishna Padam, Sarakana, Lalita, Sivisakam, Vitam, E Krishna Karuna, Sindha, Tina, Kanta, Jagatpati, Gopisa, Gopika, Kanta, Radha, Kanta, Namasuti, Tapta, Kanchana, Gorangi, Kate, Vrindavaneshu, Vishabhanu Sudevi Pranamami Vanchakalpataru Vyascha Kripasan Divyai Vachan Patitana Pahana Yuva Vaishnava Yuva Namo Namah Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vastadi Gaura Bhaktavinoda Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Hare Rama,
Rama, Rama, Hare Hare, Srila Prabhupada Ki
Jai.
So yesterday we discussed on the qualities of a spiritual warrior. So we are continuing from So we talked about sense control and mastery of the mind yesterday. The necessity for controlling the mind and the senses. The danger for not having our senses controlled. We discussed that yesterday. The mind will drag us to hell, to become our enemy. And for those who have the senses and the mind controlled, their life is always blissful. Then we talk about humility. Why we should be humble? Some notable personalities were very humble. And how their humility attracts others into Krishna consciousness. And the potency of being humble. Those who are very humble, only they can have the mercy of Krishna. Because humility means that we recognize the Supreme Personality of God to be the supreme controller of everything. And we know our own position as beings in Jupiter. We've told him we are nothing. So literally we take shelter of him and conduct ourselves in that way. Then we said that fearlessness means that we have confidence. We have confidence that will build we mold our life in such a way that our life is guided by the Guru, the Shastra, the Sadhus. And talk about truthfulness. Speak in such a way that everyone is benefited. We should be so truthful that whoever hears us should be benefited. That means a truthful person elevates those who come around him. We give people elevation, truthfulness. We make people become elevated. It is said that in Kali Yuga, of all the four qualities, truthfulness is the only one remaining. Austerity is gone. And we're very lazy. Even how to observe a courtesy is so difficult for us. So no austerity, Kali Yuga. Cleanness is gone. We're not clean. Inside and outside, we are dirty inside. The heart is full of anarathas. And outside, we are also very dirty. That you see everywhere. India and Africa, we are too dirty. Our environment. In Brazil, the level of cleanliness is very high. In Brazil, they are very clean. The street, everywhere. In America, very clean. Even you can't find stool in the street in America. You clean it, you wash it, clean, exactly. But Africa and India are very dirty. Our streets are not clean. And we have the culture. India, Africa, we have the culture. We have culture. Americans have no culture. Everything is plastics. Everything is cosmetics. Everything is artificial. No culture. No behavior. They have no human feelings. Because you don't see the soul. When you realize we have the knowledge of the soul, it's natural. The culture, the background is there. In Africa, we know there's reincarnation, there's karma. So we are careful how you deal with each other. We have this culture. It's a heritage. It's very rich. We shouldn't sacrifice it for American culture, which is not, it's barbaric. It's entering to Indians and Africa very deep. American culture. It's very disturbing to see that. In Bombay, Calcutta, all these places, Delhi, all these cities. You never see any young Indian girl wearing sari. It's only old men, old women who put on saris. Is it not true? You never see a young girl wearing sari in the street. Here in India, I'm not saying. It's only old ladies. And the hands are always on the ears. This is what you see everywhere. A cell phone, talking with who? Who are you talking to? A boyfriend. So, no austerity, no cleanliness. We have no patience. Too passionate. Look at how we drive. Always in haste. So only truthfulness remains. And this truthfulness is not steady. The first day, Yudhishthira's heart lied, he gave up his kingdom. The first day, he had a Brahmana telling lie. He left the kingdom that very day. Disguised himself, removed his crown. I cannot tolerate this. The first day, just once, he had a lie from a Brahmana. So the Brahmanas are telling lie. And we justify it. The Shastra. There's a Brahmana in Kali Yuga. Tells lie. Yudhishthira Maharaj couldn't take it. He left the kingdom, disguised himself like a madman, and entered the street. He didn't remember Draupadi. He didn't remember Arjuna. He didn't remember Bhim, Nakul, Sahadev. He did not remember. He didn't remember Kunti Devi. He left. He didn't call them. He left. Listen, Bhagavatam. But today we are very comfortable hearing someone telling lie. Not just feeling comfortable hearing someone telling lie, we support the lies. It's very dangerous.